Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 30th of October, recording at 8:42 p.m., and that's British Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. We have the Asian stock markets. They were mostly steady. One of the best performers, or the best performer, was Indonesia, hitting a new all-time high, and the ASEAN sector is steady generally. Taiwan showing a loss of downside momentum, perhaps. And it's seen quite a reaction recently. And in the European markets, we saw some reasonable gains. With the, mostly around the 1% or higher level. Best gainer today was the French CAC index, up nearly 1.5%. The Euro Stoxx index was up 1.5%. In the Americas, Wall Street, of course, is closed for the second day due to the storm known as Sandy. But Brazil is up 0.9%, and we have a steady tone in the Canadian market, up 0.5%, but looks like Mexico is down 0.5%. In long-dated government bond prices, we had now the futures markets, Chicago future markets have been trading in the U.S., and we have some easing here, nothing big. The U.S. dollar index is down, but off its lows. It's currently at 79.94. The euro has rallied back up to 129.61. Sterling up to 160.74. The Aussie up to 103.63. Precious metals steadied a bit with the help of that weaker dollar. Platinum, or Ueltius Platinum, currently up $22 at $15.55 and change. Palladium up to $5.95. Gold, not much changed at nearly $17.10 here. Has been up above $17.15 here, so saw most of those gains earlier in the day and then drifted a little bit. Silver up slightly, 31.80, has been up to 32.15. The industrial metals, however, were firmer and all closed a bit higher on the day. The grain and bean complex mostly a little bit lower, but soybeans had a modest gain. Crude oil a little bit easier on the Brent. That's down to just under 109. WTI slightly firmer at 85.67. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, aside from Wall Street being closed, we've got Asia doing pretty much of what it has been doing for a while now. That ASEAN sector really is quite firm and has continued to edge upwards, really. And I'm talking mainly about the commodity exporters in there. That's Thailand, Indonesia, the Philippines, and Malaysia. And those markets have remained extremely steady and have not been affected by the modest setbacks that we've seen, or moderate setbacks that we've seen in the United States so far, and also in the European stock markets overall. Now, will they be able to maintain those gains? Well, that's probably not too difficult to answer. If we get Wall Street moving lower over the next few weeks, then I think we'll see the ASEAN sector get pulled down and at least test their rising 200-day moving averages. On the other hand, if Wall Street escapes with just a small correction, that it's a moderate correction, depending on which index you're looking at, because the tech is down more, the Russell 200 is down more. If it gets away with just that, then I think we will see, and before steadying again, then I think you'll see the ACN continue to push higher. And that has been a forecast of mine now for a number of weeks, that the next upside move was likely to be led by Asia. Now, a possible stumbling block, though, in addition to Wall Street, is the performance of China for the ASEAN sector. China has backed away from its September high, and it did so with a downward dynamic last week. I think it was on Friday. So that really needs to pick up again. A strong China would certainly be a tailwind for the ASEAN markets generally. I've just often described waiting for China here as waiting for Godot in here. What we need to see in the short term is some upward dynamics again to put a floor under that, or to reaffirm the recent floor under that market. And with all the uncertainty over the political handover, that may actually take a little longer before it actually occurs. Europe, I'm not really worried about Europe. The valuations are reasonably attractive. It was due for a consolidation. We're getting that consolidation. But I think we can almost remove the word crisis from our description of Europe. That doesn't mean that it doesn't have plenty of problems. It will take a long time to solve, not least the question of where the actual GDP growth comes from. But they're taking the right measures. They're really recosting the whole Euro project in something that's a bit more responsible and durable than what they had before. And, good on them, I say. Interesting article, incidentally, on Angela Merkel. I led with that item, but it contains some good insights. Some of the British readers, you may also see, she may also remind you in some respects of Margaret Thatcher, although obviously very different person, very different set of circumstances. Now, what else to mention here? This the U.S. situation. Well, first, I very much hope that all of our U.S. Subscribers have been able to come away unscathed from the storm known as Sandy. Quite an alarming situation, particularly around the New York and Long Island areas. And while it has moved west, I know that that's created a lot of, or up the country, I should say, into Ohio and surrounding states, and a lot of rain and snow is being dumped in those regions. So people are still feeling the impact of that. What might we see as a consequence of that? Well, I don't think it will weigh on the stock market. The futures did trade a little bit this morning before they were closed, and rightly so, to keep them closed, because we don't want some sort of high frequency trading time, extreme move taking place in thin market conditions. But I don't think, I think, well, it'll be business as usual, in that the any remaining earnings reports, those will be the influences. We still have the uncertainty over the election. We have the underperformance of the tech sector. Those are all short-term concerns. In terms of the U.S. economy, the overall view is that it might actually slow. Sandy might slow the U.S. economy a little bit because it's delayed people getting to work. Well, yes, that's true for a few days, but then all that cleanup effort and rebuilding effort will also provide a little bit of stimulus overall. And I think the market might be pleased that it wasn't worse than it actually was, although it did a lot of damage, as we know, to the tune of perhaps $40 to $50 billion, according to some of the estimates. Hopefully that comes in at a little less. Now, what else to mention here overall? In terms of the U.S., in terms of support levels on the S&P, we've got this sort of psychological region around the 1400 level for that index. And I think if the S&P were to close beneath that 1400 level for more than a day or two, that we would see sentiment, well, we just see buyers hold off and maybe a little bit more more light selling pressure. So it would be premature to say that we are out of this corrective phase. Also, Apple has got that orderly overall downward trend, which I've referred to on a number of occasions, and both Owen and I have illustrated. Now, until that's broken, that will weigh on the tech indices in particular. And given Apple's iconic status in the U.S. economy and in the minds of investors, I don't think we'll get an all-clear signal for the stock market generally, in other words, the bottom of the corrective phase, until we see Apple pick up as well. Now, the U.S. dollar has slipped, as I had mentioned earlier on, and I think the consequences of Sandy are likely to keep the dollar a bit soft generally, and I think the Fed would be quite happy to see the dollar remain a bit soft generally, and that may well be what we get. Although, if I'm underestimating, and I hope I'm not, and I don't think I am, but if I'm underestimating the stock market corrective phase, then we could expect the dollar to firm up a little bit more. Now, precious metals, we haven't got anything in the way of upward dynamics here yet. We have had these metals, as I have mentioned in last week's broadcast, pull back to areas where we might expect to find some support. Taking gold as the example, around that $1,700 region, for instance. Now, we've seen it lose downside momentum at this level, ditto silver, and we've seen the declines in platinum and palladium become particularly overextended and slow somewhat, lose some downward momentum. But again, emphasize we don't have those overall upward dynamics. So have we bottomed in here? The short answer is don't know, but we're probably in a bottom region for those markets. And I'm still of the view that we'll have higher levels than we'd seen before year end. And if that's going to be true, then let it get past scary Halloween and the U.S. tomorrow and the U.S. election result, and then start picking up again. And it's not going to do anything meaningful on the upside, in my opinion, without showing some quite clear upward dynamics overall. Put it this way, I think there's one heck of a lot more upside to gold in both the short, medium, and longer term than downside from current levels. And I think once we do start to get upward dynamics, I think we're likely to get another self-feeding move, and this time to the upside. Do we first see electronic trading, which contributes to the volatility, of course? Do we see a little move downwards just to test or just to take out the lows, perhaps trigger a few stops before that happens? I don't know, but I'll go back to my main point, which is that there's one heck of a lot more short, medium, and longer term upside from current levels than downside, in my opinion. And the industrial metals look oversold as well. But the catalyst for, but, well, let me, yeah, no, I'll finish in that sentence. The catalyst for a stronger recovery really does need to be China, and that's disappointed here once again, although China too is probably in a bottoming area. Most of these industrial metals have pulled back to the levels that launched the last decent rally, but in coming back as far as they did, that suggests that more support building and ranging time will be required before we get a medium-term upward trend, the next medium-term upward trend. I think they look quite cheap to us. And on that note, all the best to all of you.